I've actually taught a class in one of those temporary portable classrooms. It was in the early morning at a community college. Students would walk in droopy-eyed. My job was to keep them engaged and awake. Not an easy task. The room was either too hot or too cold, and the ventilation system made weird noises. But some experts say portables don't have to be that way. They can be the kind of room that educators actually prefer. Michelle Gould is a teacher and parent at the Carroll School in Lincoln, Massachusetts, and she teaches in a new kind of portable classroom.
The air is very clean in here. It smells like the outside. It doesn't smell like air conditioning or heating. The lighting, I think, is very good for not working under natural light. It seems like you're outside. And it makes a big difference tutoring kids.
Did you write your last name, Will?
No.
No? Okay. Very good. Nice spacing. You can close your book and put your pencils down.
The Carroll School's main building is a brick mansion from the early 1900s. It is stately, elegant. The portable next to it is not. It's boxy and has a flat white roof. Kind of ugly. But when you walk into the portable, you feel a change. It's comfortable. Cliff Cord is president of Triumph Modular, the firm that leases the country's first green portable classroom.
This is a vestibule that we think is a necessary ingredient to almost all buildings because it controls the weather from the outside to the inside.
Vestibules aren't typically found in modular classrooms. Neither is the paperless drywall that eliminates mold or the sensors that learn the best way to control the heating.
If the teacher tends to come in early on Mondays, the building would begin to learn her habits and then turn on the heating or air conditioning just before she gets here. And if they start to take off half a day on Wednesdays, then the building would start to learn that no one's here in the afternoons and they could shut down. So it helps manage the use of the HVAC system.
Court points to the dome skylights, known as sun tunnels, which bring in daylight.
But they don't bring it in a way that's too harsh. They're, as you can see, this is screened a bit, so it's diffused light.
Triumph Modular is just one of the companies making these more environmentally friendly modular classrooms. Tom Hardiman is director of the Modular Building Institute, a trade association for dealers and manufacturers of commercial modular buildings.
Improved acoustics, improved daylighting. There are countless studies out there that show that that does improve the learning environment.
Hardiman says many of the old-style portable classrooms end up being used for 20 or 30 years. The problem is they weren't meant to. But higher-end portables, like the one in Lincoln, Massachusetts, are built to last. And because of the modular construction, they're greener.
And I'm sure if you've been on a construction site, you've seen dumpster after dumpster of tubifores and drywall and siding sticking out of the dumpsters. There's just not that much waste with modular construction.
Hardiman says that green portables are the wave of the future. They're not the cheapest solution. But Hardiman says they do provide the best learning spaces on campus. For the Environment Report, I'm Cheryl Rich Kern.